All right, KX93.5 is live today at Art Affair. It is a beautiful Saturday in Laguna Beach, and of course you can come to Art Affair anytime today for free if you're attending the pageant or if you're a local here in Laguna. Ken Soderland is here. He is of Cliff Drive Band, and they're eating some pre-show flan. So is that a ritual?
It's in our contract. It's in the rider. Yeah. Every show, flan.
Awesome.
Yep. And it's not just like a piece of flan, it's a full pie tin of flan.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that's the way we roll.
So tell us a little bit about your band for those who have not seen you play before.
We started off kind of doing a lot of Brazilian jazz and that type of thing and evolved into some reggae and some contemporary R&B. Been playing together since about 2000.
Cool. Yeah. And is Art Affair a summer tradition for you guys?
Yeah. For years and years, the Art Affair. Absolutely, yeah.
Do you have the same people that come out and expect to see you and are fans of you and come see you every summer?
Yeah, we have people that come, and also a lot of the vendors here have gotten to know us and seem to enjoy our music. So.
Cool. So do you hope people kind of move these tables aside and dance a little bit today?
You know what? Whatever moves them, we're good with that.
Right on. Do you guys do any covers, too?
Oh, yeah. We do probably 50-50.
Okay. Yeah. And what sort of songs do you play when you do covers?
We do Ain't No Sunshine, we do some Maroon 5, cool. We do some
John Legend,
yeah, a little bit of everything.
All over the place, that's really cool. And where can people find more info about you if they want to download some music or check some stuff out online?
They can go to cliffdriveband.com, and we're also on Facebook.
Right on. Yeah. All right, Ken of Cliff Drive Band, 12 to 4 today, is that right?
4 and 5 to 9 next Saturday.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll be here too, KX93.5 broadcasting live at Art Affair. Thanks a lot.
Beautiful. Have some flan.
I will. KX93.5 is live today at Art Affair here in Laguna Beach, and we're here with the president of Art Affair, Mike Cahill. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So anything new this year for Art Affair that you want locals to know about or visitors driving into Laguna today?
Probably the new... Well, every year we have new artists. This year we have a whole bunch of new artists, probably like 25 or 30 or so. We've totally redesigned one half of the show, the layout of it, to improve the airflow through, because we've had a lot of comments from people over the years that it gets really warm under our tarps. Mm. Not this year. It's very, very comfortable here. And as you can see, if you look in that entry tunnel over there, there's we've totally redesigned the layout of that too, so people will get an idea of the kind of art they're going to see inside. There's samples of art from a number of our artists, and it really looks nice in an entryway.
Right, and just to remind people, if you have a ticket to the pageant, it is free to come to Art Affair. What if you're a local Lagoonan?
Local Lagoonans are free all the time.
Okay, great. So, you know, sometimes I think people forget that, and they think they don't want to come bother with the festivals, but it is, of course, just free to come, so people should just come down.
Exactly.
And the stage area looked redone as well. You got some new seating in there and whatnot.
Yeah, new seating. There's a dance floor. It's a lot bigger, and it's just gotten to be a hopping place this year because of that enhanced room and the dance floor.
Cool. And then are there some artists that have been doing this for years and years and years and years that you want to mention?
Oh, yeah, we have... I don't want to mention names because as soon as I mention one, I'll forget somebody else, and I'll get in trouble, guaranteed. But we have artists who have been in the show for 35 years plus.
Yeah.
And so we run the gamut of, you know, 35 years plus to brand newbies. It's really kind of interesting.
Yeah. Is the interest in Laguna art stronger than ever? I mean, I know some years maybe lower attendance than others, but what about now?
At the moment, you know, I don't know the exact numbers right now, but I think we're about the same attendance as last year, which is probably a good sign. And actually, I think our sales are up right now from last year, too,
right.
Which is, of course, also a good sign.
For the artists and you.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Art Affair, of course, right here where Tivoli 2 is, nearby the Sawdust Shopping Center across from the Festival of Arts. We're here today from 12 to 4. There's a band playing called Cross Hill Drive, also until 4 o'clock today. Mike Cahill, the president, thanks very much, man.
You're welcome. Good seeing you here.
You too. Thank you. KX93.5, I'm Tyler Russell, and we're at Art Affair today, broadcasting until 2 p.m. We're here with an artist, Marge Kenny, who is inside the festival grounds. How many years have you done Art Affair?
28 years.
Yeah.
Can you be?
That's amazing.
I can't even believe it myself. It's gone so fast.
Are you tired of it yet?
I can never get tired of it. When art's your passion, you know, it's just your passion.
Yeah.
And there are so many wonderful artists here. It's probably the finest looking show we've ever had.
Wow.
And it's been in business for 50 years.
Right.
So, but this year, it's a knockout.
How do you think it has changed over the years?
I think that we keep raising the bar every year. It just keeps getting better and better and better. And the architecture and the design of the whole grounds is just so much improved this year. It's so colorful and so pretty, and people really love to eat here. We have a wonderful restaurant in the back, and it's just a fun place to be. And you know, you get to meet all the other people and other artists, and it's a great way to spend the summer.
Now, are you going for a record? Is there anybody more than you who's done it longer than you?
Yes, I'm going for the record, but there's Paula Hines and Lorraine Edrie, who are at 39 years.
Yeah, you got a while to go.
I got a while to go. I don't know. But by the way, I do teach 65 lessons for free.
Cool.
On YouTube. And it shows, it's 1.3 million views, and it's available in 94 countries. So I get letters from all over the world.
And how do we find that on YouTube?
Marge Kinney.
Okay.
Just Marge Kinney. And I got a recent letter from a little boy. He kept asking colors of this and that. And then I got a picture of him and on an email, and he has no arms and no legs, and he paints with his mouth.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. Looky, it's making a huge difference what you're doing. That's amazing.
If you could read the letters that I get and the emails, they are so touching and they're so personal.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one lady from Emeritus, and I said, "Where are you from?" And she said, "A little island in the Indian Ocean." Another gal said, "I love your flowers that you have when you're painting. You always have a little bunch of flowers, so I'm sending you a picture from Spain of the little windowsill that I've made so I can paint like you do with your canvas on a little recipe book holder." And so it's just these little personal vignettes that I get, and that makes it all worth it.
Well, that's one big way it's changed over the years. It's more global. It's no longer just your little booth at Artifair. You make a difference all over the world.
This is what is so wonderful with the social media.
Yeah.
And Artifair has been very good at sharing that, too.
Oh, cool.
So anyway, it's anybody who's wondering what to do with their lives or if they have a hesitation between work or whatever, art comes in many forms. It's just finding what is going to fit for you and finding your passion and then using it as a gift for others. Here you can see some people like ceramics, some like painting with watercolors, some like painting with their feet, probably. I don't know. But there's animals, there's everything. And it's just amazing what comes into a person's mind when they pick up a brush.
Yeah. Words of wisdom, Marge. That's awesome. Thank you. Marge Kinney at Artifair. You can come see her work and everybody else's work today. If you're a Lagoonan, you get in for free. If you have tickets to the pageant, you get in for free. And we're broadcasting until 2 o'clock. Marge, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate talking to you.
Thanks. So KX93.5 is here at Artifair today. Chris Scardino, who's actually working live on something right now. Tell us what you've got concocted here.
Yeah, I wanted to show most of my work is process-oriented, so there's wood, metal. I started cutting shapes out of the panel that I work on, a hardwood panel. And I also use a torch, which I can't use here. Right, Bill? I don't think I could use a torch here.
You won't be looking all day.
I think I'd be... I think I might get kicked out of here, but part of what I do is that temperature change that the torch gives the oil on the surface. It actually changes the color and adds some texture. So I wanted to show people part of the process today.
Would you call this mixed media when you use different kinds of things to make something?
Yeah, definitely. I think some people call mixed media more different types of paint that they work together. For me, the true mixed media is more different elements. It doesn't have to be wood or metal, but for me it is. So, yeah, I usually use anywhere from 3 to 6 different kind of elements that make it up and, you know, create that rustic feel. I want to make a piece that looks a little bit older, more like it's been around longer than the few weeks I've had it with me.
Sure. And how do you feel live painting does for you in terms of like attracting people to come to your booth and watch you and that sort of stuff?
I think it's great for any artist to do something like this, whether a traditional painter, mixed media, even a sculptor could work on something small. Because a lot of people like talking to the artists here, but I think most people aren't artists. They don't do this for a living, and they don't know the process.
Right.
So when you're here going through the process throughout the day and they come here and check back with you, it's that much more interesting. They have more information.
Cool. And where would you like people to go to learn more about you, see your art online, that sort of stuff?
You know, I'm just, it's scardinofineart.com with the W's before that. You know, on Facebook, Scardino Fine Art, and then Art Affair, booth B25. Come on down.
Cool. Yeah, we'll be here the rest of the summer. KX is broadcasting live today, but Chris will be here for another month or so. So thanks, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, KX93.5 is here at Art Affair today. We're broadcasting live until 2 o'clock and talking to a few artists here. Terry Houseworth is a new artist this year to the festival. How are you?
Very good.
Thank you. So is this been something, I mean, you seem like art is not just a side business for you. It seems like perhaps it's like your full-time thing. Is that correct?
Full-time, yeah. Been doing it for quite a while.
Okay. Yeah. So why Art Affair? Why this year did you decide to ask for a booth?
Well, I've been coming to these shows for quite a while, and it was just something I've been aspiring to, something I wanted to do for a while.
Cool. So. And how's the summer going? How is the attention? How are sales? How's the attendance?
Sales are good. I did really well the first night, and it seems like we should have a little more people, but... you know, it's going good so far.
Well, that's precisely why we're doing this today, especially to remind locals that Lagunans get in for free. I don't think enough Laguna Beach residents take advantage of that, so hopefully we'll get some people down here. Tell us about your paintings. Seems like a mixture of some mythology and some very real-life situations.
Yeah, most of it is... well, so half of the stuff that I do is plein air, which is done on location. Yeah. The other half is in the studio, and... it's just a variety of ideas that I come up with on that. The mystical thing that I guess you're talking about is my dragon.
Right.
And that actually exists in Borrego Springs.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a big metal sculpture, and I did that plein air.
Cool.
So, yeah, a lot of people are fascinated with that one.
And do you do a lot of Laguna Beach plein air stuff, too?
I do some Laguna Beach stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of beach stuff.
Right.
And,
these
yeah.
steps behind, are these Laguna Beach, these steps leading down to the sand?
The stairs are in Crystal Cove.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, very cool. So a little mixture of your travels and your experiences.
Yep.
Very cool. And where can people find more about you if they should come to Art Affair, of course, but if not, do you have a website and that sort of stuff?
Yep, just myname.com, terryhouseworth.com.
All right, Terry Houseworth, a new artist this year at Art Affair. We hope some people come check you out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Tyler Russell here at Art Affair, KX93.5 broadcasting live today. Ron Whitaker is a sculptor at this year's festival. And how would you describe your stuff, Ron? What do you say when people ask you what you do?
Well, it's welded steel, kind of a semi-abstract style, but it's all welded steel.
Yeah. How long does it take you to make one, you know, normal-sized sculpture?
Well, I don't know really what's normal, but what you're seeing here, you know, 2-3 foot sculpture,
yeah.
2-4 weeks, depending upon the complexity of the piece.
Right.
And, you know, it really depends on a lot of things, how complicated the piece is or, you know,
yeah,
whatever goes into it to bring the idea together.
And where do those ideas come from when you're trying to decide what to sculpt?
If I knew, I would tell you. I have no idea. But, you know, you have different things you want to say, and,
right.
you know, you use it as your means of expression, obviously, but I don't really know where they come from.
Okay,
it's,
well.
You know, it's just there. I don't know.
That's cool. How many years have you done Art Affair, Ron?
I think my first year was either 95 or 96, but I've been in and out over the years.
Okay.
Excuse me. I haven't been in since, I think, 2008, and then I'm back this year.
And how are you noticing people's reactions this year? I mean, now that the economy, you know, is maybe a little better and people are maybe spending some money on art, are you noticing that there's more interest and more sales, you know, this year or the few years past?
I'm not sure about the sales. You know, mine haven't been really, really great yet, but a few things are happening. I'm getting a lot of great interest.
Yeah.
The comments have been wonderful.
Yeah.
So that's good. I've made a few, you know, a few new friends and some contacts that I'm sure will pay off, you know,
right.
down the road and open some doors, which is always good.
Cool. Are you here pretty much every day in the summer with your stuff?
I'm here about 3 or 4 days a week, depending.
Yeah.
Weekends always.
You
know, Saturday's a good day. Sunday I'm usually here.
Well, it's beautiful. It's definitely standout when you're walking through the festival and looking at everything.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So where can people, besides Art Affair, where can people find more about you?
My website is whitakerstudio.com. I'm local. I'm in South Laguna.
Cool.
And 949-291-2326.
That's history right there. Somebody just gave out their phone number on the radio. All right, Ron Whitaker, artist here at Art Affair this year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
KX93.5 still hanging out at Art Affair today in Laguna Beach from 12 to 2 o'clock. Emily Reed is an artist here at the festival and also booker of the entertainment. How are you, Emily?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. It's nice to see you. Tell us a little bit about your art, first and foremost, for those who are unfamiliar with you.
Well, this is my wonderful world of watercolor. Boy, say that three times fast. Cool. I just love the medium, and I play at it constantly, and these are all my babies.
Yeah. How long have you been involved in Art Affair?
This is my eighth year.
Okay. And how did you get involved in booking the music?
Well, I came down here, and the person that was in charge at the time discovered that I used to book the talent at Disneyland. And she said, boy, have I got a job for you. She wanted to move on to marketing, so slam dunk. She slid me right in there.
So how do you pick the lineup each year?
Well, it's a combination. I need to get a real good mix, eclectic mix. Mm-hmm. Can't please everybody every day. I try, but it's impossible. So one day we'll have reggae, the next day Motown, next day Beatles, next day surf. Just a good combination.
Yeah.
Something different every day and well spread out so it's never back-to-back.
Anybody you'd like to highlight that's new this year that you're particularly excited about that's playing?
Oh, well, gee, we did run across one of our artists. Kelly Fitzgerald recommended a new artist to us, and boy, my mind just went blank. She turned out to be a wonderful find. We're just enjoying the devil out of her, and boy, it'll come to me just as soon as we finish this interview. But I don't know. We've got so many great ones. We've got a pan flute group that was just here last night.
Cool.
They're just incredibly and so uniquely different. That's Duchesella, and we've got Pi performing today, which absolutely love these guys. Wonderful. And not only great musicians, but very, very nice guys. And that's important to me, to have a really good working relationship with musicians. It's just kind of a, you know, quid pro quo. You treat them with respect and kindness, and they'll do the same back for you.
What would you say to the average Lagoonan who says, no, I don't go to the festivals in the summer, there's too much traffic, there's no parking, I've seen it before. What would you say to that person?
Well, I'd agree with them about the traffic.
Yeah.
And I'd agree with them about the parking.
But
oh my Lord, every year there is such brand new, exciting talent. We've got new performers and entertainers and artists here that it blows our mind. Every year we have our jury day in February, and we're just astonished at what we find each time we have a jury day, and we know we're going to have a bumper crop of brand new art down here. So we never have the same thing twice, which a lot of festivals you go to and seems like, oh yeah, I remember that booth, I remember that guy, I remember that art. Okay, move on. Let's look for something new.
Right.
Well, here, around every corner, there's something new.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, this is the year to check it out if you haven't before. Again, Art Affair today with KX93.5, artist Emily Reed. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Come again.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, KX93.5 has been live today at Art Affair interviewing various artists, and I think we've got a good representation of a lot of different stuff, and this one is probably one of the most interesting. Scott Sutton, who's an author and illustrator of kids' books. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. This is really cool. I mean, I think, you know, you have good children's book stories, but rarely is the art this breathtaking inside of it. So what's your passion behind doing this?
I was inspired by other artists like Dr. Seuss and Tolkien and the British children's book illustrators and writers. The guy who did Winnie the Pooh, Wind in the Willows, you know, Alice in Wonderland, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so each of the books are colorfully illustrated and they have little morals to them. And I also started as a gallery artist in Laguna Beach and for many years. And I developed the characters in my paintings and then created the books from it.
Cool. So what are some of the lessons that the kids learn from reading your books?
Well, the first one is take care of your environment, because I figure if you don't have anything to stand on, the rest of the morals are pretty much pointless. And then the second book is be successful, study and practice. Next one, try to treat others as you like, want them to treat you, be truthful and that sort of thing. And then I have a book on manners. It teaches over 22 different manners.
Great.
Yeah.
And you also have a book on how to draw.
Yes, how to draw stuff. I tour schools all over the U.S. I talk to maybe 8 to 18,000 kids a year. That's what I used to teach them. It's how the comic book and the animation artists used to do it back in the day.
Cool. How important is the visual for a young kid when they're reading a book? I mean, the fact that your pictures are so lovely, you know, how much difference does that make to them?
Makes a huge difference because it gives a kid a balance of words and actual visual, and you need to balance that out, because if they don't see it, they can start kind of spin it in a little bit.
Gotcha.
You know, you could use that in other subjects too. Kind of a balance of, I don't know, I guess you could call it mass and then the writing, you know.
And I know you've been with Art Affair for a while. How is this year comparing to years past?
So far, it's creeping along. You know, July's usually a little slow, but it's going good.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, Scott Sutton, we can find you here at Art Affair. And then where would you like people to go to find you online or other places?
ScottESutton.com.
Great.
You can find me there.
Thank you very much. It's really great stuff.
Thanks for the interview. I appreciate it.